over. Merry Christmas, everybody. So go on to the stores and get some presents.
Well, next Christmas, get me a chainsaw. Boy, that song was a beauty.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Today's a big travel day, the busiest ahead of Christmas. The TSA expecting to screen 2.5 million airline passengers nationwide. Many travelers crossing their fingers.
As far as cancellations and delays, largely smooth sailing, with just a few disruptions. At LaGuardia Airport on Wednesday, the TSA says it removed 17 bullets hidden inside a diaper in one traveler's carry-on bag.
Reagan National, outside Washington, agents stopped a man with this loaded handgun.
And an unattended bag leading to brief delays at Charlotte's Douglas International.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Some holiday travel in the West is being hampered by heavy rain, drenching Southern California. Flood watches are in effect through tomorrow in many places with the threat of mudslides. And in Texas, several Americans released in a prisoner swap with Venezuela landed at a San Antonio military base overnight. The Biden administration brokering the deal by granting clemency to a Venezuelan diplomat who faced money laundering charges. This is ABC News. With lava still flowing from a 2-mile-long fissure in the earth in Iceland, officials are racing to protect a key power plant.
Trying to counter Mother Nature. That's the proposition. Civil engineer Ari Gummidsson.
We're doing this protection barrier for the power plant in Svartsengi. And the purpose of these barriers is to divert the lava from the low point where the power plant is located.
For now, the flow along the fissure is reducing, but no one knows if it's winding down and will reappear in the coming weeks, perhaps with a bigger eruption. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A California law that was supposed to go into effect on New Year's Day, limiting where gun owners can carry their weapons, now blocked by a federal judge. The measure would have barred carrying guns in many public places. And it turns out Americans may like the idea of hybrid cars a lot more than fully electric ones. Edmund says sales of hybrids this year are up 76%. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It's your season for fun and spectacular surprises at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Any day could be a lucky day of winning thousands on the Northwoods' hottest slot machines or at the turn of a card. And satisfy any appetite in the Eagle's Nest Restaurant or Woody's Bar and Grill. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. Our truckload sale just got hotter with top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Our truckload sale ends December 22nd. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort for November and beyond.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting his economic record, telling the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee yesterday his policies are helping America recover from the coronavirus pandemic faster than many other nations.
Record job creation, historic economic growth. We have among the lowest inflation rates of any major economy on this earth. We're fighting a lower cost to give folks just a little bit more breathing room.
Biden says helping black-owned businesses helps everyone. Medical experts say it's a good idea to practice social distancing while traveling over Christmas. RSV, the flu, and COVID-19 are on the rise in Wisconsin. Dr. Dan Shirley of UW Health recommends wearing a mask, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a five-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing, and he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
The holiday season is right around the corner. So give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $30 on the BG56 CE handheld blower. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for drizzle developing. Temperatures hold steady in the lower to middle 30s. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 10. Friday, it stays cloudy, slight chance for afternoon rain. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds still southeast, 5 to 10. Friday night, slight chance for rain continues before midnight. Otherwise, still cloudy. Temperatures continue to hold steady in the 30s. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday, overcast with highs reaching 42. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 28.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a VMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and in stock for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Hardcore deer hunters have been wondering if the crossbow would ever fit into their program, and they're beginning to realize it would be great in this late season period. I'll tell you why, but first.
John Gillespie here. I'm always late on my Christmas shopping. Luckily, Fleet Farm's got the ice fishing lovers on my list covered. Like the Eskimo E40 Ice Hogger. Buy one now, get a free lithium battery. It's like getting a bonus gift. Or Beaver Dam's Wonder Bread or Fire Tiger tip-ups for 10 bucks off. Kids young and old do love those colors. Taken from the original Last Minute Santa. Fleet Farm's got everything ice fishing to help you finish your list strong.
Hardcore deer hunters want to spend as much time in the woods as they possibly can. And if they're going to hunt late season, they're going to be hunting with a bow and an arrow. Well, why not a crossbow? There are a lot of hardcore deer hunters now that are making that transition into the crossbow because it extends their season for a lot longer. So now these individuals can get out when there's some snow on the ground and they can track these deer, find out where they're bedding, and they can ambush them with a crossbow. That's what you have to do now because late season deer tend to be nocturnal. They tend to spend all day bedding and they move around mainly at night. So with some snow on the ground, a crossbow, some tracking abilities, you can find these deer and you can harvest that late season deer with the crossbow. But do understand that it does take some practice with that crossbow to become good at it. So familiarize yourself with that weapon. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Your kiss turned me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn days tonight, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart.
freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
When there's
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine? Do you want to go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down in your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait. Take her
dump truck sitting in the driveway. In the back, there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Send one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain. But you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Kenny Chesney's new one called Take Her Home at 98Q Country, 28 minutes past 8 o'clock in. If you haven't been paying attention to the weather, it's going to be a wimpy Christmas. This is the first day of winter today. I'm talking about weather. It's going to be wimpy. It's going to be pleasant. And some of you may be thinking to yourselves, woohoo! Yes! Don't have to battle the snow. Don't have to battle the cold. And others who love to get out and do snowmobiling and stuff like that, I think still in the back of your mind, you're a little bit like, woohoo, but you want the snow here. You know we'll get some eventually, but it's going to be a late arrival. The chances of us getting significant snowfall, to even think about taking the cover off the groomer and getting out on the trails is at least a week or 10 days away. Now, that can always change. But boy, with temperatures in the upper 30s and even upper 40s for Christmas Eve, that's got to be a record high temperature. As we look at Christmas Eve Sunday, where they're telling us it'll be 47 degrees that day, that has got to be close to a record high temperature. We're just in for some mild stuff here. We've got some birthdays to get to. We are going to do our cake drawing tomorrow, courtesy of the good folks at the Baker Department at Super One. So if you have a birthday or anniversary today or belated, you miss somebody, 715-762-3221. We'll go through our birthday celebrants after our twice an hour news update.
ABC News. I'm Jarek Dennis. Today's a big travel day, the busiest ahead of Christmas. The TSA expecting to screen 2.5 million airline passengers nationwide. Many travelers crossing their fingers.
As far as cancellations and delays, largely smooth sailing with just a few disruptions. At LaGuardia Airport on Wednesday, the TSA says it removed 17 bullets hidden inside a diaper in one traveler's carry-on bag.
Reagan National outside Washington. Agents stopped a man with this loaded handgun.
And an unattended bag leading to brief delays at Charlotte's Douglas International.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Some holiday travel in the West is being hampered by heavy rain, drenching Southern California. Flood watches are in effect through tomorrow in many places with the threat of mudslides. And in Texas, several Americans released in a prisoner swap with Venezuela landed at a San Antonio military base overnight. The Biden administration brokering the deal by granting clemency to a Venezuelan diplomat who faced money laundering charges. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Yesterday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Dr. Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Although the Bucks have won 5 games in a row, Bobby Portis was asked what could the team work on to improve tonight.
I think starting with defense, trying to just build it. Obviously, it's a new system for us. We're trying to do a lot of new things and have different, reads and different, coverages. For the long haul.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Carolina Panthers at noon Sunday, Christmas Eve. With just 3 games left in the season, could they still make the playoffs? I asked Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win. We got 3 opportunities to go out there and get a win. The goal right now is to get to 9-8 and then obviously let the playoffs kind of play themselves out and see if we can get a shot in there. But, obviously bouncing back after 2 tough losses, we just got to find a way to go win these last 3.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Experience the best at Panasia Oriental Market, open the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spend $50 or more in December and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Treat yourself to the diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruit snacks, pastas, and more. Embark on a culinary adventure with most items added based on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Welcoming EB and Food Share customers. So hurry in now to Panasia Oriental Market for this great offer, valid until December 31st. And find them in the Southside Shopping Center Complex, just down from Subway and by Park Falls True Value Hardware in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Jingle bells are ringing throughout the Northwoods, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland. Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953. NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Membership eligibility is required.
As the end of the year approaches, Freeze Firewood would like to thank all of their customers for their loyal business. They would not be here without each and every one of you. They look forward to continuing to provide you with the highest level of quality in your waterfront needs and to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. From their family to yours, they wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips.
All right, some birthdays. If you're celebrating here on this first day of winter, the 21st of December, you get to share your day with Eric Gunderson, who's a member of the Love and Theft group, singer-guitarist with Love and Theft. He's 39. Stephen Yeun, Y-E-U-M, the actor from The Walking Dead. Ooh, The Walking Dead. Every time someone says Walking Dead, all I can see in my mind is the last scene that my wife said, "I'm out." And we shut it off. That was it. 40 for The Walking Dead, Steve Yeun. Julie Delpy, the French-American actress, has a couple of Oscars, a couple Oscar nominations, but not for acting. She was up for a Best Adapted Screenplay, along with Ethan Hawke and Richard Linklater for Before Sunset back in 2005. 54 for Julie Delpy today. Brad Warren, the Warren Brothers group, is 55. Kiefer Sutherland, the actor, director, son of Donald Sutherland, starred in TV's 24 It's a good show. And Designated Survivor, very good show. As well as films such as Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, great movie. Young Guns, 1 and 2, Flatliners, better movie. A Few Good Men, he's been doing some pretty good stuff. He's 57 today, is Kiefer Sutherland today. Andy Dick, the actor from TV's Radio and Less Than Perfect Comedian. Andy Dick is 58 today. Florence Griffith Joyner, the Olympic gold medalist track star, held numerous records. She passed away back in 98. She's born on this day in 1959, Florence Griffith Joyner. Ray Romano, had a chance to see him in Vegas many, many years ago, stand-up comedian. Love him on the Everybody Loves Raymond show. That'll always be his thing. He's done some movies, too, but we think of him as Ray on Everybody Loves Raymond. 66 for Ray Romano today. Leroy Parnell, the country singer guitarist, is 67. Jane Kaczmarek, the actress from TV's Malcolm in the Middle and Raising the Bar, formerly married to Bradley Whitford, in case you cared, 68 for Jane Kaczmarek today. Samuel L. Jackson, the man. He got a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination for Pulp Fiction back in 94. His other notable films included Jungle Fever, Jurassic Park, Time to Kill, Die Hard with a Vengeance. We can go on and on and on and on and on. 75 for Star Wars Episode 1, 2, 3. 75 for Samuel L. Jackson today. Jane Fonda, the actress, activist, and fitness guru, won two Academy Awards for Best Actress for Clute and Coming Home, and was nominated for four others. Jane Fonda, still going. She's 86 today. And how about Phil Donahue, one of the original daytime TV talk show hosts? Always had those meaningful pauses. I think that's what defined him. He wasn't afraid to just, it was his personality. He would pause. He would ask questions. He was just great at what he did, those the daytime talk shows in the 80s. And Phil Donahue is still with us. He is celebrating an 88th birthday today.
NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney here. If you come in now, you get 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas at Menards.
That's right. We couldn't resist. In honor of number 12's big championship win, we're giving you 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas. Thank you, friends, for a great year.
Merry Christmas and enjoy your 12% off everything.
Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for drizzle developing. Temperatures hold steady in the lower to middle 30s. Winds remain southeast 5 to 10. Friday, it stays cloudy, slight chance for afternoon rain. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds still southeast 5 to 10. Friday night, slight chance for rain continues before midnight, otherwise still cloudy. Temperatures continue to hold steady in the 30s, winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday, overcast with highs reaching 42. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 28.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Civic Media Group, sending warm wishes for a joyous Christmas and a happy, healthy new year. Huge thanks to all my fantastic advertisers for another great year. Merry Christmas, and may the new year bring you success and happiness. God bless you and your family this holiday season.
They're hanging up tinsel in the windows.
Michigan Avenue. And ice is freezing on the rink at Rockefeller Center, too. Lights going up on the palm trees down on A1A. It's starting to feel, it's starting to feel like the holidays.
Interesting, fascinating fact of the day is more of a weird fact. We've talked about on the morning show about some strange rules, some strange laws that exist in our country and around the world. How about this one in Switzerland? In Switzerland, well, they're known for their historic commitment to neutrality. The Swiss are. Did you know that? I guess I didn't know that. You know that now. But they've taken a firm stand on one of the most important issues of our time. Guinea pigs. That's right. Because guinea pigs are social creatures who grow lonesome without a friend. They say in Switzerland, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they are such social animals. They say it's cruel for guinea pigs to be alone. So the law was introduced recently in 2008, just like 15 years ago, as part of a legislative effort to grant social rights to pets. Should one guinea pig depart this mortal coil and leave its companion alone and its owner in potential legal troubles, rent a guinea pig service is available. So if you've got two guinea pigs in Switzerland, and one of them meets its maker, they have a temporary rent-a-guinea-pig service available. If you can't afford to have another one or get another one right away or can't find one, guinea pigs are not the only pets who are afforded special status in Switzerland. Goldfish are prohibited from being kept alone. Cats must have at least access to a window where they can see their fellow felines prowling around. And for a time, dog owners were also required to take an obligatory training course with their pooch. Although that law was apparently repealed recently. So for all this, Switzerland does not have an official national animal, though both the country and the Alps in general are strongly associated, of course, with cows and with St. Bernards. So if you're going to have a goldfish and you're going to have a guinea pig in Switzerland, you better have two of them. You're going to the clink.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
This week at Target, get all your holiday shopping done with last-minute deals on must-haves and wants for the season. Discover big deals on toys and tech, plus top deals on clothing, beauty gift sets, and so much more. At Target, find all you need for the holidays. Shop great last-minute deals everyone will love, and get what you need fast with free drive-up. Hurry, last-minute deals end Sunday. Score low prices and great last-minute deals now at Target. Exclusions apply.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting one in five mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism. Even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pool to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Highs top out near 37 degrees. Winds southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance for drizzle developing. Temperatures hold steady in the lower to middle 30s. Winds remain southeast 5 to 10. Friday, it stays cloudy, slight chance for afternoon rain. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds still southeast 5 to 10. Friday night, slight chance for rain continues before midnight, otherwise still cloudy. Temperatures continue to hold steady in the 30s, winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday, overcast with highs reaching 42. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 28.
New Country first.
I can feel it in the air, feel it in the
whiskey in my head. Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little.
She said, don't come.